Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now go to Matthew 7. What's this got to do with healing? Well, only everything. Matthew 7 and verse 7. What does it say? Ask and what? You just never know. Huh? You just never know what God's going to do. So what if I ask him for something? Well, you just never know. Because he knows better than we do. And sometimes he says yes. Sometimes he says no. Sometimes he says wait a while. Where is that? Where is that scripture? Where is that verse? Yet millions believe it. Millions would fight you over it. Wouldn't they? No, ask. Come on, tell me. Tell me what the scripture. I'm talking about the Bible. Jesus is talking. Some of y'all got red letters here, right?
Yes.
Huh? Red letters.
Yes.
Red letters trumps human ignorance.
Yes.
Right?
Glory to God.
Red letters trumps religious confusion.
Yes.
Somebody says, so-and-so's got 3 degrees. Yeah, but I got red letters. Red letters. Tell me about these red letters. Ask and you shall receive. I'm liking this. Seek and you shall find. Who said it? Who said it? Jesus said it. Knock. Huh? And it shall be opened unto you. Keep reading. Keep reading. Jesus is speaking. Red letters. For everyone that asks receives. Glory to God. This ain't religious. This is not what a lot of folks say. Everyone that asks receives. Wonder what Jesus meant by that. Reckon what he meant by that. I know a friend of mine one time was teaching and he said it said he healed them all. And if you've studied the scriptures, you find that phrase numerous times. Multitudes came to him, said he healed them all. So he said he won't know what the Lord meant by that. So he launched on an etymological, a word study, and he looked up the words in the Hebrew and the Greek and the Chaldean and the Aramaic, and he just did him a study. And so we want to know, what'd you find out? He said, well, he found out that this word is translated all from the Hebrew, from the Greek, and very similar in the Chaldean and the Aramaic, that what it really meant in the English was all. Well, that's what I thought he meant. Right? He healed them all. Everyone that asks. I wonder what he means by that. Everyone that asks receives. He that seeks finds. To him that knocks, it shall be open. Now we need to believe this. I said we need to believe this. We need to believe that every time we reach up, he reaches back. We need to believe what he said, that if we draw nigh to him, what will happen? He does draw nigh to us. If we ask him sincerely, he will answer us. If we seek him, he will reveal himself to us. And see, us expecting that is the faith he needs to do it for us legally. can't go in going, well, we never know. I'll throw out a bunch of prayers. We'll hope one of them will hit. You just never know. No, that's unbelief. That's wavering, right? And the Bible said a man who wavers is double-minded and you won't receive. No, you got to get it settled. Jesus told it like it is. He told it correctly. This is right. He said, ask and you will receive. Everyone that asks receives. And what man is there among you, if he has a son, and his son asks him for some bread, will he give him a stone? Jesus is asking us a question. Here's a man, here's a father, here's a daddy. His boy asks him for some bread, and his daddy gives him a rock. Daddy, I'm hungry. Daddy, I'm hungry. Can I have some bread? Here, boy, here's a rock. This will make a man out of you. Here. Yeah, but daddy, I'm hungry. I like some bread. Rock is what you're getting. Rock. Yeah, but I want bread. Yeah, but I know better. I know you're hungry and you think you want some bread, but I know better than you what you need. You need a rock. Now we're laughing, but I'm not the one who said this. Who said this?
Jesus.
Why did Jesus say this? Because you'd have so many millions of ignorant folk trying to tell us we ain't got enough sense to know we need bread when we're hungry for bread. We got all these folks with education telling us God sometimes gives you a rock. And you just never know why. But you just have to, you know, if you get rock, make rock stew. You know, just do the best you can with what you have to work with. Because God in His sovereignty and vast understanding have chosen to give you a rock. When everybody knew and thought you wanted bread, but God just knows better. Now you're laughing and smiling at me, but do not millions of Christians believe this? That sometimes God gives you rocks. And they got all these sayings, don't they? You know, sometimes the Lord gives you lemons, and so you just make lemonade. That ain't a scripture. Ain't no verse in there about making lemonade. Sometimes you pray for money to pay your bills, and God just gives you more bills. Because He's teaching you something. No. If a son asks his daddy for some bread, and he's hungry and he's bread, will a good daddy give him a rock? No. Keep reading. Come on, keep reading. If his son asks him for a fish, he says, no, boy, a snake is what you need. I know you like fish, and I know you're hungry for fish, and I know you think you want a fish, but I'm your daddy. And I know that what you really need is a snake. So here is you a snake, boy, and make a man out of you. Now, I know we're laughing, but religion is telling myriads of Christians that God has given us rocks, and He's given us snakes. And we don't know why, but by and by, we'll learn all about it. If we don't die first, you know. I mean, eating rocks and handling snakes is rough business. You may not last long enough to learn anything. It would be funny if it wasn't so sad, but we have millions of Christians that are eating gravel in life, aren't they? And they are experiencing one thing after another that is biting them and stinging them and hurting them. And they got dust and gravel in their mouth. And their preachers are telling them God is giving it to them. Aren't they? They're telling them. Well, just be strong and eat your gravel. Just be strong and be thankful for your snake. Just be thankful for your snake. Y'all are laughing, but people are being told this. Jesus never said such a thing. He taught us this. He said, if a man, we're talking about a natural man and his natural son, he asked him for bread, is he going to give him a rock? Tell me the answer. No, he is not. If he asks him for a fish, is he going to give him a snake? No, he is not. Keep on reading. Keep on reading. If you then, being evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Glory to God. Let's get it straight. You ask for healing. Is God going to give you cancer instead? The Bible said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. He went about
doing good.
What's good? Healing or disease?
Healing.
Disease is not good. Somebody said, well, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. No, it is not. No, it is not a blessing in disguise. It's stealing from you. It's robbing your life. It's robbing your family of you. Right? It's robbing your money. It's destroying something in your body. It's killing you. It is not a blessing in disguise. It is a curse. It is a rock. It is a snake. And your Father didn't give it to you. And you don't have to have it. I said you don't have to have it. You can have the bread. You can have the fish. A good daddy, his son asked him for something, and it's good, and he needs it, and he's got it. What is going to happen? Sonny boy is going to get bread. Right? And sonny boy is going to get fish. We are sure it's God's will for all of us to be healed because he is our Father. And he is a good father. Good fathers don't hurt their children. They don't break their arms. They don't inject them with disease. Huh? You'd never go for that. You'd never in a million years believe a daddy injected his child with some deadly disease. And you say, why did you do that? And they say, well, I'm teaching them something. You'd never accept that. But people sit up in church and believe that about God. Don't they? Only place they believe something like that's in church. Is he a worse father than natural fathers? No, he's better. He's better. He's better. Good God. Good healing. Good provision. Said out loud, if we know how to give good gifts to our children. What did it say? What did it say? How much more? Will our Father in heaven give what? Good things. Good things. Healing's a good thing. Prosperity, plenty is a good thing. Peace is a good thing. Protection is a good thing. How much more will our Father in heaven give good things to them that ask him?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Fatherhood of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002J. That's R2002J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.